主的恩惠能够跟我们大家同在。
May the grace of Jesus be with you always.
我们在聚会之前，请大家预备心，一起低头默祷。
Before service, let's first bow our heads to pray and prepare our hearts.
阿门。
阿门。
现在奉主耶稣圣名开始晚上的布道聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our evening evangelical service.
请唱赞美诗337首。
Let's sing hymn 337. Let's pray together.
在聚会之前，我们用诚恳的心向天父祷告。
Before our service, we offer up an utmost sincere prayer to God.
恳求他继续带领诗恩祝福我们晚上的聚会。
Ask him to continue to guide and bless our service tonight.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，天父，我们再一次向你感谢祷告。
Heavenly Father, once again, we offer our prayer of thanksgiving to you.
我们感谢你带领我们进到第三个晚上的布道聚会。
We thank you for leading us into our third evening of evangelical service.
在过去的布道会当中，借着你的仆人，让我们能够了解圣经是你所默示给我们的。
Through your servant, you've allowed us to understand what you've revealed to us in the end days during these past few evenings.
借着所写给我们的圣经，一方面让我们能够带来安慰跟鼓励。
On the one hand, the Bible which you left for us provides us comfort and encouragement.
因为圣经可以让我们走在正路上。
Because the Bible can teach us to walk on the upright path.
也让我们能够有得救的智慧。
And also give us wisdom unto salvation.
所以借着查考圣经，能够得到永生。
By studying the Bible, we can inherit eternal life.
我们知道你是我们唯一的救主。
We know that you are our one and only Savior.
2000年前，你道成肉身来到世界。
2000 years ago, you came into the flesh and entered this world.
指引我们得救的道路。
To lead us to the path of salvation.
你又为着救赎我们。
You also came to save us.
舍掉你的生命。
You gave up your life.
还要把我们从苦难当中拯救出来。
So you could deliver us from our tribulation and suffering.
你要救我们进到永生的天国。
And lead us into the eternal heavenly kingdom.
天下人间不再有别的名可以让我们得到救赎。
There's no name in the world besides yours by which we may be saved.
因为你是我们人类唯一的救主。
Because you are the one and only savior of humanity.
主啊，恳求你继续带领我们。
Lord, may you continue to guide us.
让我们能够进一步来思想我们人生的归宿。
So we can once again take a step further to understand where we're going to go in the end.
也让我们能够数算我们人的生一生。
And to also to teach us to consider our entire lives.
让我们能够得到一个智慧的心。
To obtain a heart of wisdom.
知道人生的归宿在哪里。
To understand where our life will go.
怎样能够得到这个得救的正路。
And how we can obtain the path of salvation.
我们同样将晚上的聚会交在你的手里。
And so once again, we place this service into your hands.
恳求你赏赐你的仆人智慧、恩赐跟能力。
May you grant your servant wisdom and strength and power.
能够详细地阐明这得救的要道。
To clearly proclaim this truth and gospel of salvation.
也求你开启我们每个人的心。
And Lord, may you open our hearts.
把当初的教训印在我们的心里面。
So that we can imprint these teachings into it.
让我们照着你的吩咐来行。
And do according to what you command.
来得到永生的大福气。
So that we ultimately can inherit the eternal blessing.
我们在聚会之前向你感恩祷告。
Before our service, we give thanks to you and pray in this way.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May all glory, praise, and honor be unto you.
愿你将平安喜乐赐给地上你所喜悦的人。
And may you give peace and joy to all those whom you are pleased with.
感谢赞美主。
Lord, praise and thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please take your seats.
感谢主，非常欢迎大家继续参加我们第三个晚上的布道会。
Thank God, and we sincerely welcome you all to attend our third evening of evangelical service.
我们继续邀请黄传道在这里证道。
This evening, we will continue to invite Preacher Huang to deliver the message.
在证道之前，我们特别邀请诗班来献诗。
Before our sermon this evening, we'd like to especially invite the choir to sing a few hymns to praise God.
然后再请黄传道证道。
And then we will ask Preacher Huang to deliver the message.
Of praise.
今天晚上你想要用天堂与地狱存在吗？
作
为题目，大家一起探讨。
This evening, I would like to share with everyone the topic, do heaven and hell exist?
天国存在吗？
Does heaven exist?
如果天国不存在，那么宗教应该是人世间最大的骗局。
If heaven did not exist, then religion would be the greatest fraud in mankind.
我们信耶稣就是为了要得永生。
The reason why we believe in Jesus is because we hope to receive eternal life.
诸位朋友，如果有人说， 你来信耶稣， 那么， 死后给你1000万。
Friends, if someone says to you, when you come and believe in Jesus, and when you die, you will receive $10 million.
我想可能很多人都不愿意啊。
I believe many people still would not be willing to believe.
因为那个对过去的人是没有用的。
Because for those people who have died, $10 million is useless.
但是新耶稣的人呢，圣经上是跟我们应许啊，是未来的地，未来我们有一个美好的去处，或者是一个悲惨的去处。
But to those people who believe, the Bible says that in the future, there will be a wonderful place for them, or for those who don't believe, there will be a place of eternal suffering.
信耶稣可以得永生。
Believing in Jesus can give you eternal life.
不信的罪已经定了。
But to those who do not believe, their sins have already
所以,
condemned them.
我们用这个题目我们来谈谈三点。
With this topic, we will share about three points.
我们从圣经来谈天国跟地狱的存在。
From the Bible's perspective, we will discuss the existence of heaven and hell.
我们从圣经来谈谁可以上天国，谁要下地狱。
From the Bible perspective, we will see who can go to heaven and who will go to hell.
我们圣经来谈，其实今生啊，就是决定来生的去处。
And we also talk about how this life will decide our destination in the life to come.
愿主耶稣帮助我们可以做好的决定，可以到一个好的地方。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help us so that we can make the right decisions and go to the better place.
我们提到圣经是神所默示的。
We have said before that the Bible is revelation from God.
1000多个预言在历史上面都证明已经实现了。
More than 1,000 prophecies have been proven, have been fulfilled in history.
那么他谈有关将来的事情，虽然还没有实现。
And there are some parts of the Bible that talk about things that have not occurred yet.
但是因为太多都实现了，所以我们知道耶稣所说将来的天国也是存在的。
But because so many prophecies have already been fulfilled, therefore we can conclude that Jesus' prophecy concerning heaven will come true as well.
我们来请看约翰福音14章的第二节。Let
us turn to John chapter 14, verse 2.
主耶稣在介绍啊，父有一个家。
Jesus is introducing how the Father has a house.
那时候主耶稣要离开门徒。
At that time, Jesus was about to depart from his disciples.
主耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Jesus said to them, do not be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
14章的第二节,
Chapter 14, verse 2.
在我父的家里有许多的住处, 若是没有, 我就早已经告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去的。第四节,
verse
4, 第三节,
verse 3.
我若去为你们预备了地方, 就必再来接你们到我那里去。 我在那里叫你们也在那里。门徒在耶稣走之前很忧伤，耶稣说不用忧伤了。
Before Jesus departed from them, the disciples were very troubled, but Jesus told them not to be.
在我父家有很多住的地方。
Because there are many places to live in my Father's house.
父家就是神所住的地方。
His Father's house refers to the place where God dwells.
也就是天国。
And that is heaven.
我们的神是住在看不见的光里面。
Our Father lives in the light that we cannot see.
耶稣去为我们预备很多的地方, 更美的地方。
And Jesus goes to prepare for many places that are better for us.
他再来要接我们回到他那里去。
And then he will return and receive us there.
如果七天所创造的世界这么美好,
If the universe, which was created in 6 days, is so wonderful.
我们想想看，耶稣走了，到如今已经2000多年。 我想那里实在是好的无比的地方。
Then imagine that Jesus has already departed and gone there for more than 2,000 years. How wonderful will that place be?
在启示录4章的一节谈到天国有一个门。
In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, it discusses how there is an heavenly gate.
在灵里面一样看到那个天国的门开了。
In spirit, John saw how the heavenly gate opened.
And
there are also many brothers and sisters in our church who have seen in visions how there is a door or a gate in heaven. And they have seen how angels have been guarding the gate to the kingdom of heaven. Many people go to the gate and cannot enter. In their vision, they cry and they do not want to return. Because they have already seen how wonderful that place is.
天国里面，事实上讲，我们在那边可以跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
The Bible says, when we're in the kingdom of heaven, we can have feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们都喜欢参加婚姻的宴席。
We all like to partake in wedding feasts.
耶稣说，圣经上提到说，将来我们要参加耶稣的婚宴。
The Bible tells us that in the future we will attend the wedding feast of Jesus.
告诉我们那个是非常美好的地方。
And it tells us how wonderful that will be.
我们一个同龄，他看到异象。
There is a member of our church who saw a vision.
他参加天国的宴席。
In the vision, he was in the feast of heaven.
他在那边切个很美丽的蛋糕。
And there he had a very beautiful cake.
然后他切一个三角的蛋糕起来吃。 切完之后呢，怎么那个蛋糕又恢复原来圆的一个形状？
He cut a triangle out of the cake and took it and ate it, but after he ate of it, he saw that the original cake returned to its shape.
这告诉我们在天国里面它是完全的。
This tells us that heaven is complete.
那实际上告诉我们在天国里面有赏赐。
The Bible tells us that there are blessings in the kingdom of heaven.
因为神要按照个人的行为报应个人。
Because God is to reward each one according to his acts.
所以马太福音第五章谈到说，那个遵守最小诫命的，最小诫命都不会去的，他在天国里要伟大。
That's why in the book of Matthew it tells us that those who keep the smallest of the commandments will be great in the kingdom of heaven.
实际上讲，将来我们就像那个荣耀，有日的荣光，有夜的荣光，有新的荣光，每个人所得到的荣耀都不一样。
Just like how there is light from the sun and the light from the moon, so the glory of each one will be like the light and they will be different.
所以我们做主公事，做主公事不落空的。
That is why we will not do the work of God in vain.
实际上讲，天国那个地方是血肉之躯不能承受的地方。
The Bible also tells us that flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
他说，朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
Because what is corruptible cannot inherit what is incorruptible.
告诉我们天国，它是一个属灵的一个地方，不是一个物质界的地方。
This tells us that the Bible is in the spiritual realm and does not belong to the physical world.
我们将来每个人的身体都要像主耶稣那个复活的身体。
And in the future, all of our bodies will become like the body of Christ which resurrected.
那个身体很奇妙。
And that body is wonderful.
可以吃饭。
Because Jesus was able to eat.
可以穿墙壁。
And he could go through walls.
我相信是不用上洗手间的。
I believe he did not have to go to the bathroom.
那真的是一个很奇妙的身体，那是不朽坏的。
It is truly a wonderful body and it is incorruptible.
那是个永远荣耀的地方。
And heaven is a place of eternal glory.
所以实际上讲，我们在世上所过的生活是自善自清的苦楚。如果跟那个将来那个永远极重无比的荣耀来比较的话。
The Bible tells us that the life that we live in today is the life of suffering, constant suffering. And if we compare it to the life that we're about to inherit in the future,
那个好到什么地步呢?
How much better will that be?
真的是很难形容。
It is difficult to describe.
保罗在灵里面去过第三层天。
In the spirit, Paul went to the third heaven.
他说那里是好的无比的。
He said, over there it is better. It cannot be compared.
我们弟兄姐妹很多人看异象。
There are many brothers and sisters who have seen visions.
他们说到这个乐园去，那个草会唱歌，花会唱歌。
They said when they went to the kingdom of heaven, the grass will sing hymns and the flowers sing hymns.
把它拔起来对着自己唱啊。
And when they pick the flower will sing to them.
听腻了，把它丢了，随手一丢。
And when they're sick of what it's singing, they would just let go of the flower.
他会回到原来的地方呢，继续歌颂。
And the flower will return to its original place and continue to sing praise.
告诉我们在天国里面没有死亡，那是一个永远荣耀的地方。
This tells us that there is no death in heaven. There is forever glory.
将来信的人要到那里去。
And those who believe will go to that paradise.
但是首先呢, 在大审判之前呢, 他也有先在乐园里面等待。
Those who believe will go to heaven, but before the judgment, they will await in paradise.
我们来看路加福音23章42节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 42.
路加福音23章42节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 42.
23章42节。
Luke 23, 42.
23章42节
Luke chapter 23 verse 42
就说耶稣啊 你德国降临的时候 求你纪念我 43节
43
耶稣对他说 我实在告诉你 今日你要同我在乐园里了 耶稣呢 他在被定的那个时候呢 当天晚上 就跟这个强盗一起到乐园去了
The day on which Jesus was crucified, that day he was with the robber in paradise.
我们知道在神创造人类的时候有个伊甸园
We know that when God created humankind, there was the Garden of Eden.
那是一个快乐的园子
That was a garden of joy.
一个乞丐啊,他死后呢 在乐园啊,躺在亚伯兰的怀抱里面
There was a poor cripple after he died, he laid in the bosom of Abraham.
告诉我们那个是可以享受一种安息快乐的地方
And his story tells us about how that place is a place of rest and comfort.
我们有一个姐妹啊,她四五十岁啊,就做了寡妇
There's a sister of ours who was widowed at the age of 40 or 50 years old.
她的先生走得太突然了
Her husband left very suddenly.
所以她一直没有办法停止掉眼泪
So she could not stop weeping for his sake.
有一天神让她去观赏她先生去的地方
One day God allowed her to see in a vision the place where her husband was.
她看到她先生所住的地方
She saw where her husband was living.
在一个花园里面
How it was in a garden.
她就问她先生说, 你晚上盖,你睡哪里,带我去看一看啊。
And she asked her husband, where do you sleep at night? Can you show me?
我就睡这里了。
So her husband showed her where it was.
你没有盖被子哦。
And she asked her, do you not have a blanket?
这里天气很好啊, 不用盖被子啊。And
he said, the weather here is very nice. I don't need a blanket.
太太看到先生所去那个美好的地方呢, 她做了那个神带她去那个意象之后呢, 她醒了,她就不再掉眼泪了
And after the wife saw the place that her husband had went when she woke up, she no longer shed tears for her husband
这是圣经跟我们介绍的天国乐园
This is the heaven and paradise that the Bible introduces to us
圣经跟我们讲也有一个地狱啊
The Bible also tells us that there's a place called hell
那是一个流放火湖的地方
That is a place of fire and brimstone.
我们看马太福音5章22节
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 22.
马太福音5章22节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 22.
5章22节
Matthew 5 22.
这是我告诉你们，狂向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；狂骂弟兄拉家的，难免公会的审断；狂骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。这么就说，我们呢，讲话太随便了，我们呢，会难免地狱的火。
Here it tells us that if we're too hasty in our speech, then we will be in the danger of hellfire.
那是一个非常可怕的地方。
That is a very scary place.
耶稣说，如果你的眼睛，我们的眼睛叫我们犯罪。
Jesus tells us that if our eyes cause us to sin,
你要把你的眼睛挖掉，你一只眼睛进天国，强如两只眼睛下地狱还好。
Then we should gouge it out because even if we're able to enter the heaven with just one eye, it is better than to go to hell with both eyes.
如果我们的手让我们犯罪,
if our arm causes us to sin,
你就把它砍掉,
then cut it off.
因为一只手进天国比两只手下地狱好,
because it is better to enter the kingdom of heaven with one arm than to go to hell with two arms.
耶稣在这里做比较, 就是说, 那个天国可怕到说, 即使你在肉体上的这种痛苦啊, 把眼睛挖出来跟手砍掉这样的痛苦, 都不如啊, 你, 地狱流放火湖的痛苦
The comparison that Jesus is giving us is to tell us that even if we suffer physically, for example, having our arm cut off, it is nothing in comparison to the suffering in hell.
我们看马可福音9章47节到49节
Let us turn to Mark chapter 9 verses 47 to 49
马可福音9章47节到49节
Mark chapter 9 verses 47 to 49
还使这小子 对不起哈，我看一下。 47-49节。
Verses 47-49。
倘若一只眼叫你跌倒，就去掉它，你只有一只眼睛进入神的国，强如两只眼睛被丢在地狱里。48节。
48。
在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。49节。
49。
因为必有火焉，啊，当言焉个人。这边提到说，那里的虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Here it further tells us that, oh, in hell, the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
我们很难想象那是一个什么样痛苦的地方。
It is difficult for us to imagine how much suffering there is there.
耶稣用人间呐、啊、那种让我们觉得很痛苦的事情呢，来形容一个灵界的空间。
Jesus uses the things in the world of man to describe to us what is in the space of hell.
你可以想象虫不死一直爬在身上的难过吗？
Can you imagine what it is like to have worms that do not die, that always are on your body?
你摸过火吗？那个你被烫过吗？你知道地狱的火比这个还厉害。
Have you been burnt with fire? You have to imagine how the fire in hell is even worse.
那是真的很难形容，所以圣经上用一句话来形容，路加福音的16章讲说那是极其痛苦的地方。
Because it is so difficult to describe, that is why the Bible in Luke chapter 16 describes it as extremely painful.
不晓得怎么形容呢。
There's no other way to describe it.
那里虫不死，火不灭，很难想象。
Because the worms do not die and the fires are not quenched. It is difficult to imagine.
我在想哦，如果真的可以做一个比较的话，大概非洲的厕所大概可以像这样子。
I believe if you want to make a comparison, one could be perhaps the bathroom in Africa.
小弟有一次到加纳去非洲，
There was one time when I went to West Africa in Ghana.
我到非洲什么都觉得不错啊，其实一天吃两餐也不错，说实话。
When I was in Africa, I was fine with everything, even if I only ate 2 meals a day.
我觉得比较辛苦的就是上洗手间了。
But what I felt was more difficult was going to the bathroom.
我一次上那个洗手间哦，那个不只是一个洞，那是一个很大的洞。
There was one time when I went to the bathroom and I saw it's not just a hole in the ground, but it was a very big hole.
它那个上面披了好多木材，可以让你在上面蹲的。
And on top of the hole, they laid many columns of wood so that you can kneel there.
我不敢走到中间去啊。
But I dare not to walk to the center.
我第一个问题是说，难道非洲人他们是集体上厕所吗？怎么那么多，这么大？
And I thought to myself, do Africans go to the bathroom in groups? Why do they need such a big hole?
那没有办法，我也是，我没有去研究了哈。我就在那个旁边哦，抱着一棵大树这样子。
But I did not go and do more research on it. Instead, when I went to the bathroom, I held on to a tree.
你看那个里面，哎呀，通通是在爬的一些东西，又臭，然后又看到那个白色的爬来爬去的东西啊，什么颜色的哦，忘记了。
Because I could see with my eyes that in the pit were all these things that crawled around and also smelled really bad.
吓一跳，脚底下怎么有东西在爬？那什么东西啊？仔细看还好，是蜥蜴，到处也都是一些小虫啊。
And I would suddenly realize that there was something close to my foot, so I would just move around really fast.
真的，你在上洗手间的时候，那个要抱得很紧哦，那个树抱得很紧哦。
And it's true when you're going to the bathroom, you have to hold on to the tree very tight.
很怕不小心溜进去了。
I was really afraid of suddenly falling into the pit.
那个虫好像看起来是不会死啊，不晓得什么时候才死也不知道哎。
Because the worms in there looked like they would not die.
下去不晓得多深，说不定是灭顶哦。
And
看不到头了。
I did not know how deep the pit was. Perhaps it would cover my head.
我想如果有地狱啊，是不是先跟这个差不多呢
？I imagine perhaps hell is kind of like this.
耶稣用讲的，就是用人间可以理解的，告诉我们那是一个属灵的很痛苦的空间，就是了。
But in any case, Jesus is using what we could imagine in the world of man to describe to us the suffering in hell.
很多基督徒啊，包括保罗啊，他们在灵里面都到过那个天国在很多基督徒也看过地狱，在灵里面，主耶稣给他们体验到那种情形。
There are many Christians who for example, Paul were able to see heaven or to be able to see hell because God had gave them this spiritual experience.
我收到一个email 哈。
I received an email.
是从中国大陆的一个老姐妹，人家把它写成文字档。
There is an elderly sister from China who testified, and she is in her 80s this year.
她住在福建,
she lived in Fujian.
她见证她15岁的时候的情形,
she testified about what happened to her when she was 15 years old.
她的父母亲要把她嫁给隔壁村庄的一个弟兄,
her parents wanted to marry her to someone who, a brother who lived in a neighboring village.
她的一个堂姐妹跟她讲说,你不要嫁到隔壁,那个隔壁哦, 都是坟墓包着的地方,大家都很穷,房子都很矮,很难,很难,就是很难过生活的一个地方。
Her cousin warned her not to marry that brother because that village was very poor and all the houses were very ugly and it is just a very poor place, so you don't want to go there.
这个小姐妹为了不嫁人,她就绝食,不吃饭,抗议。
And for the sake of not marrying that brother, she rebelled against her parents by refusing to eat.
然后三天啊,她没有进一个米粒啊,没有喝一碗粥啊,都什么都没有吃啊。
For 3 days, she did not have a single grain of rice, nor did she drink anything.
她不是进食祷告,她是绝食抗议哦。
She was not fasting and praying, instead, she was on a hunger strike.
第三天啊,她说有个穿白衣服的来跟她问啊。
On the third day, she said, a person dressed in white came and spoke to her.
他说,你要不要出去玩一玩呢?
He said, do you want to go out and play?
他说,好啊,反正,哎呀,在这边也躺着,也是躺着。
And she said, yeah, of course, otherwise I'm just here lying down. And that person was actually an angel, and he brought her to a hill.
然后看到一个大房子,
and they went down the hill, and they saw a very great house. A house that was black.
外面有魔鬼啊,守住那个房子。
And outside of the house, Satan was there guarding it.
说天使跟他打招呼都不打招呼,就直接带他进去了。
And she said that the angel took her past Satan without greeting Satan at all and just brought her in.
第一个门打开啊,
and when she opened the first door inside,
看到好多人在一个硫磺火湖里面,大家在那边叫得很凄惨。
She saw a lot of people in a fire pit and everyone was screaming.
哦,很可怕,不要看了,不要看了。
And she said, she was very scared, so she said, don't let me see this anymore.
天使就带她进第二个门了。
So the angel brought her to the second door.
也是像一个湖一样哦,可是里面都是人,人身上都爬满了虫。
And she saw in the second door was also a place kind of like a lake, but in the lake were many worms and many people, and the worms were crawling on the
floor. 但是有的虫很大,像那个草鞋那么大,就是像鞋子那么大。
There are some worms that are very large, almost the size of sandals or shoes.
我看那些人很恐怖啊,她说她不要看了。
And she thought it was very scary, so once again she said, I don't want to see this anymore.
看了第三个门,
and then they went to the third door.
进去看,哇,好多人都被吊在树上面。
And she saw that many people were hanging on the tree.
她说那个舌头吐出来啊。
And their tongues were sticking out.
魔鬼用鞭子抽他们啊。
The devil was poking them, whipping them with a whip.
说你们啊, 当时为什么要吊死呢?
Asking them, why did you hang yourself?
看了第四个门,
they opened the fourth door.
看到有人在磨墨,
they saw people
有在磨墨, 那个 millstone, 是不是? Grinding millstone, 是不是?
Grinding millstone.
那把人啊,就喂到那个墨里面啊,把它磨掉。
And they took other people, put it into the millstone, and they ground them.
那个姐妹做这个见证哦,我在想,我这边声明哦,其实第三个跟第四个哦,身上里面没有记载。
This testimony that the sister has, in fact, the third and fourth doors would not record in the Bible.
但是我在想神只是给她一个感觉,就是说在天国很恐怖,你人间可以经历到的这些事情呢,你可以感受到的就是那么恐怖的情形,那你可以感受得到这样子了。
But I believe God was letting her know with the things that she knew, how scary and how much suffering hell is.
也告诉她一个真理,就是神按照你所做的来报应你啦。
And God also told her about a truth, that is, God will reward you according to what you do.
哇,到最后跟天主讲,我不看了,这个太恐怖了,这里太恐怖了。
At the end, she told the angel, I don't want to see this anymore because it is too scary here.
然后天使就带她往上面飞啊。
So the angel took her, and they flew.
后来看到那个飞到那个乐园啊,哇,里面的人都好漂亮,都穿白衣服。
They flew into paradise, and then they saw how the people there were all very beautiful, and they were all dressed in white.
哦,来到大门前面哦。
They saw a great gate.
真的看到天使在那边看着天国的大门呢。
And before the great gate, They truly saw angels guarding the gate of heaven. She really wanted to go in.
天使跟她讲说, 你现在还不能进去。
But the angel told her that she could not go in yet.
她说等你80几岁的时候再来啊。
The angel said, when you're in your 80s, then you can come.
她说我才15岁, 你怎么知道我会活到80几岁呢?
She said, I'm only 15 years old. How do you know I will live to my 80s?
天使跟她讲说, 我只是奉命讲话而已哦, 你回去啦。 嫁给你隔壁那个人啊，那个人虽然没有钱哦，但是他们是有信仰的，将来你可以到这里来啦。
And the angel said to her, I'm just telling you this, but when you go back, marry the brother in your neighboring village, because although they're poor, but they are members of the true church, and in the future, he will bring you here.
他说你不要看现在都是浮木围着那个村庄哦，将来那里都要建大楼，每个房子都很白很漂亮这样子。
Don't look at how they're only it is surrounded by a graveyard, but in the future, there will be great things there as well.
现在这个姐妹已经80多岁了，她还活着。Now
the sister is in her 80s and she's still living.
她说她从那个梦啊，那个异象当中醒来啊，哇，她的枕头都是眼泪啊。She
said when she woke up from that vision, she saw that her pillow was covered with tears.
嫁给那位弟兄呢?
And she decided to marry that brother.
然后没有错，生活很辛苦。
And it is true, her life was difficult.
但是可以跟那个弟兄一起服侍神。
But she was able to serve God with that brother.
心中也非常喜乐啊。
So there was still great joy in her heart.
70年过去了。
After 70 or 80 years.
这个福建的七景村，它村庄这里果然呐，大家都发财了，很多人都盖。 高楼大厦，而且都是白色的啊，打墙啊。
Indeed, in this village which was once poor, many people had become wealthy. There were many great skyscrapers and a lot of very nice buildings.
这个就是圣经上给我描写的天国跟地狱，跟很多弟兄姐妹，包括古圣徒，他们在灵里面的一些经验。
This is what the Bible describes to us, and also what many of our members, as well as the saints in the past, what their experiences show.
那我们再来谈一谈，那么谁上天国，谁下地狱呢？
Let us also discuss who goes to heaven and who goes to hell.
我们知道在这个人世间只有一个上过阴间也上过天堂，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
We know that in this world, there's only one who has been to the Hades and also to heaven, and that is Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是神来到人间。
Because Jesus is God coming into the world of men.
他借着死来战胜死权。
Through death, he was able to defeat death.
启示录跟我们讲，他最后到阴间去啊，最后能够得胜，拿着阴间的钥匙。
And the Bible tells us that after he died, he went to the Hades, and he was able to be victorious and take the keys.
所以他的灵魂没有被撇在阴间，他的肉体没有见朽坏。
Therefore, his spirit was not left in Hades, nor was his physical flesh destroyed.
他现在坐在天父的右边。
And now he sits at the right side of the Heavenly Father.
所以他是 人类来到人间，唯一经历过天国跟地狱，去过这两个地方的真正去过的人。
Therefore, he is the only person who has come into this world and have gone to both heaven and hell.
那我们在谈谁会下地狱呢？
Let us also talk about who goes to hell.
圣经跟我们讲，那个名字没有记载在生命册上的这样的人呢，他会下地狱。
The Bible tells us that those whose names are not written in the book of life, they will go to hell.
我们来看, 启示录20章15节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20, verse 15.
启示录20章的15节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 15.
20章15节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 15.
若有人名字没有记载在生命册上的, 他就被扔在硫磺火湖里。所以, 当我们的名字没有记载在这个生命册上，就我们的魂就是在那里，就跟我们有份呢。
Therefore, if our names are not written in the book of life, then we belong to the lake of fire, which is hell.
我们什么时候名字记载在生命册上面呢？
When is our name written on the book of life?
当我们受洗的时候，叫做重生，得到一个神的生命，新的生命。
When we're baptized, that is called reborn. We receive a new life, the life of God.
那个时候，我们的名字就被记载在生命册上面了。
At that moment in time, our names are written on the book of life.
世上的人没有受洗，他们的名字就在其他的册子上面。
And the people of the world who have not been baptized, their names are written in other books.
我们来看20章的12节。
Let us look at chapter 20, verse 12.
20章12节。
Chapter 20, verse 12.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。 按卷展开了, books are open, 对不对? 哦, 这个案卷就是 books, 哦, plural, 就是多数的, 啊, 并有另一卷, 啊, 就是生命册, book of life, 这是单数的, 哦, 所以有 books, 还有 book of life, 是单数的, 哦, 使得的人都要凭这些案卷所记载的, 照他们所行的, 受审判, 所以当你, 啊, 你的, 你受洗之后呢, 你名字就在生命册上面, 其他的人就在很多很多的册子上面了,
Therefore, here it tells us that when you're baptized, your name is written in the book of life, but when you're not, your names are written in many books.
那既然我们是在生命册上问，就是我们将来呢，啊，就要进到乐园，啊，进到天国。
And if our name is in the book of life, then in the future we will enter paradise and enter heaven.
啊，因为这个人很少，一本就够了啦。
And because there are so few who enter heaven, therefore there only needs to be one book.
那我们信主的人也是照着个人的行为报应个人，啊，你这个，啊，常常做圣工的，啊，就更多的荣耀。
And to those who believe, they will also be recorded to rewarded by what they do. Those who do a lot of holy work will be rewarded with a lot of glory.
不在生命册上很多的簿子啊，这个太多人了哦。
But there are many books that are not the book of life, and they record.
他们也是按照他们个人的行为啊接受报应。
They record about all the people who do not believe, and they will also be rewarded by what they do.
就是地狱也是有啊不同程度的什啊啊啊这个啊 punishment. 不同程度的处罚。
That is to say, in hell, there are also different levels of punishment.
耶稣说，那个法利赛人哦，侵吞寡妇的财产，他们这些人要受更重的刑罚。
Jesus says, the Pharisees who steal from the inheritance of the widows, they will receive an even worse punishment.
那我们不要觉得自己的名字在生命册上啊，我们基督徒呢也不要太过于啊掉以轻心，太过不小心。
But as Christians, we should not be overly hasty, thinking that our names are already in the book of life.
在丹安德啊，有一位弟兄看异象。
There was a brother who saw a vision in Australia.
看到那个生命册。He
saw in the book of life.
他就找自己的名字。And
he looked for his name.
他看到他的名字啊，好像铅笔写的，快要模糊掉了。He
saw his name in the book of life, but it was written as if with a pencil and as if it was fading away.
因为他很久没有上教会了。
Because he had not come to church for a long
time. 他的行为已经坏到快要不行了。
His actions were bad to the point where
神快要把他的生命名字从生命册擦掉了。
To the point where his name was all about to be wiped away from the book of life.
所以名字不在生命册上的，他的粪就是第二次的硫磺火湖。
Therefore, those people whose names are not in the book of life, they belong to the lake of fire and brimstone.
那不信的作恶的，也是第二次的，有第二次的死，就是硫磺火湖。
Those who are unbelieving and those who do evil, they will also die a second time, and their result will be in the lake of fire.
我们看21章的第6节到第8节。
Let's look at chapter 21, verses 6 and 8.
21章6到8节。
21 verses 6 to 8.
他又对我说：“都成了，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是初的，我是终的。我要将生命全的水白白赐给那口渴的人。”第七节，我有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的混就是在烧着的硫磺火湖。这是第二次的事。 所以即使我们受了洗，后来又去杀人、行淫乱、拜偶像、行邪术，那么即使受洗，名字也会从生命册上面擦掉。Therefore,
these verses tell us that even if we have believed and been baptized, yet if we commit murder, if we become unbelieving, if we commit sexual immorality, our names will be wiped away.
所以不是一次得救，永远得救哦。
So it is not true to say that once you're saved, you're always saved.
圣经上一直讲要照个人的行为报应个人，然后。
The Bible continues to tell us that each person will be rewarded by what he does.
当然，这个地狱原来是为魔鬼来预备的。
Of course, hell was originally prepared for the devil.
所以在大审判之前，其实神会将那个欺负人的兽啊。 还有一些假先知，还有魔鬼啊，通通扔到硫磺火湖里面去啊。
Therefore, before the great judgment, God will put all of the beasts, the devil, and all the evil things into the lake of fire.
我们看启示录20章的第13节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 20, verse 13.
启示录20章的13节。
Revelation 20:13.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人。
他们多照个人所行的报应个人。十四节
14.
死亡和阴间也扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死，到最后也没有死亡也没有阴间了。
And there, this is telling us in the end there is no death and there is no Hades.
阴间就是预备大审判，最后被丢到硫磺火湖那些不信的人。
Hades is for those people who will eventually be thrown into the lake of fire before the judgment day. They are placed there.
大审判之后不再有死亡，不再有眼泪，不再有哀哭，那是个灵界了，最后死亡也不再有了，所以也扔阴间了。
But after the judgment, there is no more death, there is no more weeping, and there's no more Hades.
所以今天我们受洗就是重生。
Therefore, today when we're baptized, we are reborn.
我们的灵性就复活了。
And our spirituality is revived.
那在我们将来，我们的灵魂要到乐园去。
In the future, our spirit will enter paradise.
那如果不信的人呢？
But to those who are unbelieving,
他的肉体要当然要死啊。
Of course, they will die in flesh.
死后还有审判。
But after death, there will be judgment.
那个就是硫磺的火湖。
And their end will be the lake of brimstone and fire.
谁上天堂呢？
So according to the Bible, who goes to heaven?
我们来看马可福音16章16节。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 16 verse 16.
马可福音16章16节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 16.
马可福音16章16节。
Mark 16:16.
16章16节。信而受洗必然得救，不信的必被定罪。这么说，如果我们信而受洗，我们就可以得救。
Here it tells us, if we believe and we are baptized, we will be saved.
我们就可以到现在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所在的地方去，到那个地方去，到乐园去了。
We will go to paradise where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are right now.
很多人都说信就好了。
There are many people who say it is sufficient to believe.
但是呢，圣经上特别跟我们讲的是信还要受洗哦。
But the Bible specifically tells us to believe and to be baptized.
耶稣这样讲。
Jesus says,
我实实在在告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
人如果不从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
If you are not born of the water and the Spirit, you will not inherit the kingdom.
当我们受洗之后呢，神就应许给我们圣灵，我们求他就给我们。
After we are baptized. We ask for the Holy Spirit, and God will grant it to us.
那么耶稣这句话就成为这个使徒行传的一条线使徒行传就是用这条线呢来穿插他从头到尾，最后都在讲一个人要得救，要进天国，一定要受洗，要得圣灵。
So these words become a line in the book of Acts that leads from here to the end, where one who believes and are baptized will receive the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章当彼得证道的时候，大家杂心，他们问怎么办呢？我们该怎么办呢？
In Acts chapter 2, after Peter gave his sermon, people were pierced in their heart, and they asked Peter, "What shall we do?"
彼得说：“你们要悔改，奉耶稣的名受洗，洗净你们的罪，你们就必领受所应许的圣灵。”
And Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit."
耶稣没有冲突了。
Therefore, what Peter preached does not conflict with what Jesus said.
后来，腓力到撒玛利亚那边传福音。
Later on, when Philip went to Samaria to preach,
很多人都奉耶稣的名受洗。
Many people were baptized in the name of Jesus.
但是没有圣灵啊。
But they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
彼得跟约翰特地从耶路撒冷来给他们按手，让他们得圣灵。
When Peter and John came from Jerusalem, they laid hands on them, then they received the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第十章有一个义人叫做哥尼流。
In Acts chapter 10, there was a righteous man whose name was Cornelius.
他已经经历过神了，已经看过天使了，神也听他祷告了。
He had experienced God. He had seen angels, and God had heard his prayer.
他是一个好人呢。
He was a good man.
但是如果他这样就可以进天国。那么为什么神要安排彼得来跟他见面呢？
But if being good is sufficient to enter the kingdom of heaven, then why did God arrange for Peter to come and meet him?
这个故事彼得到底带给哥尼流家有什么东西不一样呢？
From this story, what did Peter bring to Cornelius' family that they did not have before?
从彼得来到离开，哥尼流就多了两件事情。
From the time when Peter came to the time he left, Cornelius received two new things.
就是当彼得证道的时候，他开始说方言，得圣灵。
The first thing was when Peter started speaking, he received the Holy Spirit and started to speak in tongues.
彼得就说他受圣灵跟我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？就奉耶稣的名给他们施洗。
So Peter saw that since they have been received the Holy Spirit just as they have, so who is there to stop him from being baptized? So he baptized them.
所以哥尼流因为是神所爱的人，所以神要让他进天国，给他完全要受洗，要得圣灵。
Therefore, because God loved Cornelius, he wanted him to go to the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, he gave him the Holy Spirit and baptized him.
再往下读，读到十九章。
If you continue to read until Acts chapter 19,
以弗所的人都信了。
You will see that the people in Ephesus also believed, but they did not have the Holy Spirit.
彼得就奇，保罗就奇怪了。
Therefore, Paul thought it was strange.
后来他知道他们受洗的方法不对。
Then he realized that they received the wrong baptism.
重新受一次对的洗礼，奉耶稣的名受洗。
When they were baptized in the correct manner in the name of Jesus Christ,
按手在他们头上。
Then he laid hands on them.
他们就得圣灵了。
And they received the Holy Spirit.
一算有12个人。
And there were 12 of them.
我在想受洗应该不止12个人呐。
I believe there were more than 12 who baptized.
所以这个以弗所教这一群人在保罗来跟来之前跟之后有什么不一样呢？
So what was the difference in these people in Ephesus before and after Paul came?
就是可以得圣灵，可以受洗。
The difference was they received the Holy Spirit and they were baptized.
这个就是进天国得救的要道。
This is the way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
诸位朋友，今天如果你办成这样的手续，
Our friends, today if you go according to this procedure,
我们从圣经里面深信你跟天国就有份了。
Then from the Bible, we believe that you have a part in the kingdom.
将来你在过着这种行道的生活。
Then in the future, if you continue to do according to the word,
将来主耶稣要再来迎接我们了，要第二次再来啊。
At the end, Jesus will come again the second time and receive us.
那个已经先过世的，他们要先复活。
Those who have passed away will be resurrected.
我们这些还存留的要在空中要变化，在空中与主相遇。
Those of us who still exist will be transformed and transformed into the Spirit.
这是何等好的一个事情呢？
This is wonderful, a wonderful thing.
很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们在这种人生的最后一个阶段啊，常常经历到神来接他们回去啊。
There are many brothers and sisters at the end stages of their life. They experience God coming and receiving them.
在北加州有位弟兄。
In Northern California, there is a brother.
从二十几岁到五六十岁啊，从来没有不当过。
From his 20s to his 50s, he had never once not been a church council member.
大概只有三年没有当过了。
He was perhaps only not a council member for 3 years. I really miss this brother.
因为他在的时候啊，带好多人来教会。
Because while he was still around, he brought many people to church.
有一天早上，他突然感到心脏不适。
There was one morning when he suddenly felt like his heart was not very well.
就被送到医院里面去了。
So he was hospitalized.
那个是礼拜三了哦。
That was a Wednesday.
我们刚好有聚会。
We had service.
聚会之前呢，那个早上啊，我在医院呢，还看到那位弟兄呢。
And before service on the morning of the Wednesday, I went to the hospital and I still saw the brother.
礼拜三晚上我们照常聚会啊，在祷最后的祷告，一个姐妹坐在最后面，她一直哭一直哭啊。
And that Wednesday night we had regular service. And at the end of the service, there was a prayer. A sister at the back, while praying, continued to weep.
我就想到底发生什么事情啊?
So I thought about what happened.
我就去问她姐妹到底什么事啊?
I asked the sister what happened to her.
看到那个弟兄在医院那个弟兄已经走了，在一个火车里面，然后一直走，看到那个弟兄在火车里面，然后走到那个荣耀的天里面去了。
She saw in her prayer the brother who was hospitalized, and he had already gone because he was received into a train that went toward the glorious light in heaven.
我不敢告诉他家人了。
I dare not tell his family.
我再去医院看那个弟兄最后一面。But
I went back to the hospital and I saw that brother again.
玻璃的另外一边，我看不到他，只看到那个，他的心是被打开的，这样远远的看到。
He was on the other side of the glass. I could not really see him. I only saw that his heart was revealed because he had been opened.
凌晨6点钟，他儿子打电话来。
And at 2 a.m. in the morning, his son called.
他说爸爸被接走了。
He said, "My dad has been received."
那真的很奇妙啊！还没有接走之前，主耶稣就让我们看一下，说这个弟兄已经到乐园去了。
But it is truly marvelous how even before he passed away, Jesus revealed to us that he was about to receive him into paradise.
那个弟兄啊，信、受洗、得圣灵、做圣工，我相信他的赏赐是大的。
This brother had believed, was baptized, received the Holy Spirit, and did holy work. I believe his reward was great.
有时候我们活在这个世间呢，我们也信了耶稣，但是有时候我们行为不是很好。
Sometimes, although we live in this world and we believe in Jesus, but our actions are not that great.
虽然我们受过洗，得到圣灵啊。
Even if we have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
有个姐妹的爸爸，他就是受了洗，但是不是很热心呢。
There is a sister's father who was baptized but was not very zealous.
很多坏习惯。
He had a lot of bad habits.
后来生病了。
Later on, he became ill.
姐妹看到她爸爸生病的时候，常常在昏迷当中，就手脚这边动啦，然后这边喊啦。哦。
And this sister saw her father while he was ill. A lot of times at night, when he was asleep, he would be screaming and moving around.
那个姐妹就求主耶稣，主啊，请你给我爸爸再一次机会哦，让他改正，才带他走。
So the sister asked God to give her father another chance so that he can change himself before he passes away.
后来他爸爸醒过来。
Later on, his father awoke.
跟他这样讲啊。
And told her.
哇，他要走的时候呢，啊，一大堆人呐，一大堆魔鬼啊，来要带他走啊。
He said before he was about to leave, he saw a lot of devils coming to take him.
啊，那个弟兄也是很有骨气，要打来打来。
The brother was very brave. He said to them, saying, "If you want to fight, you can come."
当然打不过啊。
But of course, he could not.
天使突然出现。
But angels appeared.
就跟那个魔鬼讲啊。
And said to the devil,
这个是属我们的。
Saying, "This one belongs to us.
跟你没有份的，你走开。
He has nothing to do with you, so go away."
魔鬼就跑掉了。
So the devil left.
弟兄就醒过来了。
And the brother awoke.
所以我没有知道啊，我有时候在想说，我们走的时候到底会面对谁呢？
So I often think about this. When we depart from this world, who will we see?
到底谁会来接你啊？
Who will receive us?
所以我们一定要受洗啊，一定要得圣灵啊，一定要遵行神的话。
Therefore, we need to be baptized, we need to receive the Holy Spirit, and we need to do according to the words of God. Our friends, this life, your life will determine your life to come. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. If we do not make the decision now, in the future it will be too late. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Hebrews
9, 27.
After we die, there is a judgment. And we do not know when death will come.
有时候我像小弟今天下午有讲，我们在南加州个教会。
Like I mentioned this afternoon, in Southern California, within a month, we had to hold three funerals.
我们真的不晓得啊，什么时候临到我们呢？
So we truly do not know when our turn.
所以我们是会上天国还是下地狱呢？
We do not know when it is our turn. So will we go to heaven or go to hell?
其实圣经跟我们讲哦，天国跟地狱当中没有通路啊。
The Bible tells us, in fact, that there is no way between heaven and hell.
我们都知道财主跟拉撒路的故事啊。
We all know about the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
一个上乐园，一个下阴间呐。
One went to paradise and one went to Hades.
那个下阴间，他说他极其痛苦啊。
The one who went to Hades said that he was always suffering.
巴不得拉撒路那个在乐园的可以用手指尖的，当一点水来沾沾他的舌头。
And he asked for Lazarus, who was in paradise, to dip a little bit of water with his hands and touch his tongue. But that was impossible. Let's turn to chapter 16, verse 26. Abraham told the rich man who was in Hades,
不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊见地， 以致人要从这边到你那边是不能的， 要从那边到我们这边也是不能的。 所以如果我们盖棺论定了，就不可能在这个当中来回说，哎呀，那我现在到阴间再来信耶稣好了。Therefore,
if our fate, if our destination has been decided, then we can no longer tell Jesus to bring us from here to the other side.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的，各位朋友，我们真的要利用我们这一口气哦，把握机会啊，接受主耶稣宝血的大洗礼啊。Therefore,
our friends, we need to really take hold of this opportunity, and be baptized to belong to Jesus.
按照圣经的方法接受洗礼。
To be baptized according to the method described in the Bible.
我们在波士顿有位先生啊。
In Boston, there is a friend.
那是我们的一个工人的爸爸。
He is the father of one of our holy workers.
本来啊，儿子跟他传，他都是不信的啦。
Originally, although his son preached to him a lot, he did not believe.
从小他就受过浸礼啦。 他是Greek Orthodox， 是希腊东正教的，从小他就受过浸礼了。那个他的爸爸从小就浸礼了。
Ever since he was young, he was baptized into the Greek Orthodox Church. But the method they used was not in living water as described in the Bible. So this brother's father continued to think that he will eventually go to heaven. But one day he became very ill. And he saw in a vision Jesus and Satan appearing together. And he called Jesus, but Jesus would not listen to him. And suddenly his spirit was taken by Satan into Hades. And he saw very far away a lot of angels sing hymns. And although he wanted to walk towards light, to the angels, he said, when he took one step forward,
he saw
that many people were like him, trying to walk to the light, to the angels. But none of them could. At that moment in time, he cried out. And at the same time, his son was there praying for him. And suddenly, God took his spirit out from Hades. At that moment, he realized that his baptism the first time was not according to the Bible's instructions. So thank the Lord, he was baptized a second time. And after he was baptized one time at church, he saw Jesus walking through the wall and smiling at him. Not long after, he was received back by Jesus. Therefore, it is true that in the future, there is no way for us to go between heaven and hell. So right now, we need to make the right decision. Our friends, we need to listen to the cries that come out of Hades.
我们来看, 27节,
Let's look at verse 27. Luke chapter 16, verse 27.
那个财主就想说, 既然我不能到你那边去, 不然这样好不好? 他这样问拉萨, Abraham,
The rich man asked Abraham, saying, I beg you therefore, Father, since I cannot go to you,
你就让那个拉萨路复活, 到我父家去, 传一传啊,
send Lazarus to my father's house to
preach to them. Verse 28.
For I have five brothers that they may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
29节,
29. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
30节,
30.
他说我主亚伯兰不是这样的,
and he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent.
31节,
31.
亚伯兰说, 若不听从摩西跟先知的话, 就是一个从死里复活的,
but he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. This is true.
真的有时候我们 传耶稣所讲的道理啊,
it is true, sometimes we preach the words of Jesus.
如果真的, 啊, 人不愿意接受啊,
but if a person is not willing to receive it,
死人复活, 他也不一定接受啊,
then even if one rises from the dead,
我记得,
he will not receive it.
我的祖母跟我讲一个故事,
my grandmother told me a story.
我姑姑小时候跟祖母一起在跟, 啊, 我祖母在洗衣服啊, 我那个姑姑小时候也跟着她那边玩水啊, 说我也要洗啊, 我祖母就丢个手帕给她。
When I was little, my grandmother was washing clothes, and my aunt wanted to play with water and asked her if she could also wash clothes. My grandmother allowed her, but once she started washing, suddenly she disappeared.
再找到,
and when my grandmother found her, she saw that my aunt was lying in the water.
拉起来, 啊, 前村庄的人都来说, 她已经死了, 你不用再祷告了, 祷告好的, 我们都来信了。
When they pulled her out of the water, everyone from the village said she was dead, and there's no need to pray for her, because if you pray for her and she is revived, then we will all come and believe.
一祷告, 诶, 姑姑又好了。
And when after they prayed, indeed, she was revived.
村庄的人还是没有来信呢。
But the people in the village still did not believe.
所以不一定的, 只要, 重要是要, 你, 我们对神的话, 是不是真的信得下去?
So religion, our faith, depends on whether or not we believe in the words of God.
今生决定来生, 来生就没有选择了。
This life will determine the life to come, because in the life to come, there is no opportunity for you to make decisions.
朋友能够来信耶稣跟先知的话, 摩西跟先知耶稣的话。
So our friends come and believe in the words of the prophet and Moses.
真的有天国跟地狱在圣经里面哦。
There is indeed, according to the Bible, heaven and hell.
信而受洗必然得救。
And those who believe and are baptized shall be saved.
不信的要被定罪。
And those who do not believe will be condemned.
今生决定来生了哦。
This life will determine the life to come.
所以我们真的要把握还活着的机会啊。
Therefore, we truly need to hold on to the opportunity we have while we are still alive.
感谢主，去年小弟有机会到玻利维亚去。
Thank the Lord. Last year, I had the opportunity to go to Bolivia.
有一位高，现在是高弟兄，然后那时候是高先生了。
There is a brother Gao at the time. He was Mr. Gao.
他身体已经很不行了，相当不行了。
His health was very poor.
坐轮椅啊。
He was in a wheelchair.
他是一个相当虔诚的外教会的朋友。
He was a very devout friend from another church.
他的太太啊，在阿根廷慕道。
His wife came to Truth Seek in our church in Argentina.
回台湾继续慕道。
And after she returned to Taiwan, she continued to Truth Seek.And later she returned to the Bolivia.
知道这个道理，这个洗礼才是真的。这个道理实在是对的，这个是得救的正路。
She knew that this baptism is true baptism, and this truth is the way to salvation.
再来就是怎么样求神感动，让他先生在生命的最后一段呢，真的可以赶快办好手续啊，将来可以进天国啊。
And her wish at that time was to pray to God.To ask God to move her husband so that at the late stages of her husband's life, he can be converted, and be saved.
感谢主啊，听了三天的道理，这位高先生、高老先生啊，哎，他终于愿意受洗啊。
Thank the Lord. After 3 days of preaching to him, Mr. Gao was willing to be baptized.
神开他的心啊。
God opened his heart.
可是
his heart.
很难给他受洗嘞。
But it was very difficult to baptize.
玻利维亚那时候刚好也不少，也没有很多，然后那个溪啊。那个河流的溪啊都很浅呢、啊。
At that time, there wasn't a lot of rain in Bolivia, and the water in the river was very shallow.
我们先洗他的太太了哦。
So we baptized his wife first.
感谢主啊，他的太太啊看到异象啊，主耶稣的那个水里面有宝血。
Thank the Lord, his wife saw a vision. She saw the precious blood of Jesus in the water.
然后他儿子啊背他的爸爸啊。下水啊、
and her son carried his father into the water.
感谢主啊，在很困难当中完成了入天国的手续啊。
Thank the Lord, under very difficult circumstances, this process of entering heaven was completed.
现在他们全家都很喜乐哦。
Now their whole family is very joyful.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们赶快把这个手续办好。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to help us so that we can quickly complete this procedure.
将来我们盼望每个人都可以在天国美好的地方会面。
In the future, we hope that we can all see each other again in the wonderful place of heaven.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
523首。
Hymn 523. Now we're about to pray together.
我们祷告，我们要来祈求圣灵的充满。
And when we pray, let us ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我真的很怀念我们小时候，我们一些正耶稣教的信徒，他们祷告真的是，我印象当中啊，常常很多人在灵里面祷告到一种忘我的地步啊。忘我就是真的好像进入灵里面去了哦。
I truly miss the prayers of some of the brothers and sisters in our church when I was young. When they prayed, I remembered they truly entered a level of as if they were in heaven.
常常好像祷告，如果算时间很长，可是这祷告感觉怎么一下子就按铃了，怎么一下子就结束了呢？
Although we prayed for very long times, but I would feel like we didn't pray for a long time at all, and the bell was already rung.
因为当一个人进到灵里面去，好像就没有时间了。
Because as we enter into the spiritual realm, we feel like there is no time.
弟兄姐妹，我们什么时候被圣灵充满过啊？
Brothers and sisters, when have we been filled by the Holy Spirit?
上次您被圣灵充满是什么时候了？
When was the last time when you were filled by the Holy Spirit?
你现在祷告有喜乐有平安吗？
When you pray now, do you have peace? Do you have joy?
灵布道会，我们会知道真的神在这里哦。
During the spiritual convocation, we truly discover that God is here.
我们这个回转像小孩啊。
We need to return to be like a child.
昨天晚上有个 DC 来的小朋友跪在那边祷告。
Last night there was a friend of ours, a little child who was from DC.
你就听他祷告，你就会知道这个小孩子真的是进到灵里面去了，小小的这样子，哦，很这个尽情的啊， 在灵里面呢，跟主耶稣说话。
When you saw him pray, you saw him truly enter into the spiritual realm, and he was truly enjoying his conversation with the Lord Jesus.
所以啊，我们呢，求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们专心哦，能够真的享受主耶稣在灵里面，享受主耶稣啊。
So brothers and sisters, let us ask God to help us so that we can truly focus and enjoy the presence of the Lord Jesus in the Spirit.
您知道吗？当大家圣灵都很充满的时候。
Do you know that when everyone is filled by the Holy Spirit,
自然而然圣灵就会降下来那些没有还没有得到人身上，你根本就是不用特别拜托他们求的要事。当圣灵的风在这边大大的吹的时候，很简单的，很多朋友都可以体会到圣灵的恩惠。
Naturally, the Holy Spirit will descend on those who have not received the Holy Spirit yet. When everyone is filled by the Holy Spirit, when the wind of the Spirit is here, we can all experience.
所以有时候是我们自己祷告圣灵不够充满，不是我们的朋友。他们祷告不够认真了。
Sometimes it is because our own prayers are not sufficient. We are not sufficiently filled by the Holy Spirit. Not that our friends are not praying hard.
真的，当神的灵风在吹的时候，哇，那是何等的澎湃，大家何等的喜乐，很多人都会因为这样得到圣灵大大的浇灌。
Indeed, when the spiritual wind is blowing, how joyful everyone will be, and how peaceful everyone will be.
我们现在啊，请大家来。追求圣灵的充满。
Now we ask for everyone to come and pursue after the fullness of the Spirit.
那是 foretaste heavenly kingdom， 那个是你尝到天国的喜乐的一个蓝图啦，一个角落啦，就是你可以初尝天国的味道。
This is the one place, the one method for you to taste the feeling of being in heaven.
当你到灵里的深处，你会觉得哇，这个祷告这么好。
When you are in the deepest parts of your prayer, you will truly feel how wonderful the prayer is.
就像我们的小朋友，大部分的人都不愿意离开这里一样啊，在这里 SSC 啊。
Just like how most of our students are unwilling to leave the SSC this time.
因为圣灵在他们当中大大的做工。
Because the Holy Spirit had been greatly working in them.
所以让我们回转成小孩啊。
So let us truly become like children again.
愿意接受按手的，请不要客气，到前面来。
Those who would like assistance in prayer, please come to the front to pray.